Today's job is a small one. Inspectors from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency have been called in to remove about 3,000 tires buried in an overgrown junkyard in a remote corner of Blue Island, a suburb south of Chicago. The state is paying for this cleanup because tires are more than a nuisance, they're a public health problem. This unpenned junkyard is overgrown with weeds and swarming with mosquitoes. State EPA tire inspector George Skrbutin swats a big one from his elbow as he directs his crew.
Now, you got all these tires here right now. They're mixed within mattresses, garbage, clothes, trash, leaves. See, what they do is they get these tires out of the trees, out of the bushes, and in the trash. They put them in nice big piles, and then they load the piles onto the truck. It's easier for them to do it that way. So, I mean, we'll do the best we can. We'll try to get every tire up off the ground as possible, and hopefully it'll stay this way.
The head of a backhoe pushes aside a heap of garbage, and its jaws close on a pile of almost a dozen tires. Water streams from the knot of rubber as it's lifted and dumped into an open semi-truck. Skrbutin and his team have been called in to remove thousands of tires across the state, piles left by rogue transporters who are paid to take them away, but pocket their fee instead of taking them to be processed legally. Some speculate the dumpers come from as far as Indiana to dump semi-truckloads of the tires under the cover of darkness. Because these tires are on public land, Skrbutin's team is cleaning them up for free as part of the state EPA's tire removal program. But Skrbutin says this is a problem that just won't go away.
We can't keep cleaning up these tire sites. It costs a lot of money, you know? Especially out here in the south suburbs, I mean, there's so many forest preserves and nooks and crannies like this that they can dump tires forever. And we don't know where it's coming from, and that's the problem, you know. Unless they catch them in the act, we're stuck with this problem.
Over the last 2 years, dumpers left over 35,000 tires in suburban Dixmoor. With a population of less than 4,000, this poor suburb doesn't have the money to remove the tires or fund a police force to keep the dumpers at bay. So dumpers left their loads in alleys, vacant lots, even behind a school, for years. Village trustee Jerry Smith says the town was helpless until the state EPA came in and removed all 18 truckloads of tires last month.
It's just horrible. You know, you go out there one day, it's clear, and then you come back the next day, you got 10,000 tires facing you. Well, what you gonna do with them? You know, you can't pay the money to dispose of them because you don't have the money to dispose of them. There's nothing in our budget where we got in there where we can dispose of tires that's been dumped. So it's just a burden on us.
But the state EPA's Todd Marvel said the town had to remove the tires because they're a health hazard. He says the mounds of used tires draw more dumpers, and when tires catch fire, they produce a toxic smoke. And Marvel says spraying water on them just makes things worse.
So when that tire burns and you pour the water on it, then you've got a pretty contaminated runoff. They're a very oily runoff, and any surface water that's in the area can immediately be contaminated if that oily sheen is not contained properly.
And, of course, there are mosquitoes. Marvel says each tire off its rim can breed thousands of them, so these dumps are a breeding ground for West Nile. Because of health concerns in the past, the state started a program to help get rid of these tires. The state's used tire cleanup program was created as a way to get the tires out of the state's junkyards and into a usable industry. People who purchase tires in Illinois pay a fee of $2.50 for each tire, new or used, which goes to fund cleanups and put back into the state's used tire industry. Most of the tires are shredded and mixed with coal to burn in power plants. Shredded tires can also be used as the surface for everything from football fields to highways to playgrounds. Marvel says the program has been so successful, Illinois' demand for used tires actually exceeds its generation rate.
In fact, Illinois is a net importer of used tires. And the state of Illinois is continuously looking at other markets and developing those markets to ensure that all of the used tires that we generate and all of the used tires that we clean up through the dumps throughout the state have someplace to go.
But not all the tires end up where they're supposed to go. Even though dumpers charge the fees to process them properly, some of them steal the money and dump them in places such as Dixmoor. Dixmoor trustee Jerry Smith says once the tires show up in his town, they don't have the money to process them. He says one company quoted him a price of $6 a tire. Multiply that by thousands. So for now, he's hoping the state EPA's cleanup will last the town a long time. Although the state EPA has offered Dixmoor support for added surveillance, Smith says a few well-placed boulders and barricades seem to do the trick. Until last week, when 15 truck tires showed up in an alley. Smith is cautiously optimistic this most recent find won't multiply overnight.
Let's hope not. I hope not. I really hope they don't.
But Dixmoor's a small town and can't afford a large enough police force to stop all the dumpers. That means, chances are, abandoned tires will start showing up in back alleys and vacant lots again soon. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jenny Lawton.